a Porn Star Life Coach. You can find us at pornstarlifecoach.com. Also, we are part of the Julie Land universe. We are sitting here in the middle of a white padded room. Mm-hmm. All four of us, five of us, if you include the voice from up above. I don't know where it's coming from, but I am hearing voices in my head. I am Nikki Hunter. Let's go around and introduce my other cellmates.
I am Kiki Dare.
Nice street jacket.
Oh, thank you, honey.
I like you.
I know why you're in here.
Dane Cross. Oh.
That's creepy.
And I'm Casey Storm.
You don't need to be in here yet. Yet. You're like at the door frame. We're trying to like pull you in slowly but surely.
Just be gentle.
No.
Okay.
And again, I'm Nikki Hunter. The voice from up above, the voice you hear in our heads is, of course, Richard Avery.
Yes.
The king, the god of Julie Land. Thank you. And we are in our own padded cell because we want to talk about how to stay sane in the insane world, in the insane business here of the adult industry. So I really don't have any answers for you. I don't know why you're here, personally. So you guys take it. Go.
Wow. How to stay sane. Take it easy on the alcohol. Say no to drugs.
Say no maybe later to drugs.
Yeah. All right, God. Shh, that's a voice in your head.
I really want the drug. I really want the drug. I really want the coke. I really want it. I want it.
You haven't seen Julie Land very much.
Act like you're on drugs, but really not.
Half of Julie Land is created on drugs.
It's just nice knowing that what you do is you're within people of like minds in the adult industry. I mean, we're all a little crazy. Mm-hmm. Actually, a lot crazy. I think it takes balls and a bit of insanity to be willing to take off your clothes on camera, to do it over and over and over again.
No, you're going to be criticized to death.
Oh, yeah. They're going to, the trolls are going to pick you apart and it doesn't matter. And you've got to like act like this is an absolute business. It's like the perfect mix of party land and a business world trying to figure out how to make two ends meet. You're taking something that people only do in the privacy of their own bedroom and we're displaying it on stage. I mean, it doesn't make sense. The porn industry itself is a complete conundrum. And we here are trying to find that balance within ourselves. And that's, it's hard. It's like teetering on a sharp edge. So, Dane, have you been able to find any sort of sanity? And how do you do that?
Oh, God.
Now, why are we all like speechless right now?
Because I've had my moments of crazy. And when you commit to the wondrous world of porn as a performer, you kind of throw away any semblance of a regular normal relationship, and you have to kind of reevaluate and rewire how your interpersonal relationships will go. Uh-huh. And how you have partners and if you have partners. But really for me, as a male performer, I can't have any sort of typical monogamous relationship, and that's, you know, that will wear down on a guy after a while, and it has for me, and I'm trying to find a happy balance. But really, I kind of lead a very interesting life, I think, outside of work, but it doesn't have anything to do with going out and partying a lot or doing a bunch of drugs or whatever. I'm going to go see the space shuttle after this. I really am. I'm going to go.
You
know,
outside endeavors.
Yeah, outside endeavors.
Wah, wah, wah.
That was bad.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Fire
Where's
me
a
now?
Gong when you need
fire
it?
Fire me now.
Porn star life coach puns.
I think it's important just to have many outside interests that have nothing to do with porn and maintain the friendships that you've had before. the industry to keep you grounded and keep perspective on more so the real world that still exists.
Like I always say to girls, have a hobby, treat it as a job, you know, go do your job, and then when you're not doing your job, do some other things, get hobbies, have outside interest, have outside friends. Don't live it 24/7.
Because well, sounds like I'm on the right track already.
Because that's where girls get in trouble. Yeah. Is that they just dive in and they get swept up, and then 6 months later they are a wreck, and then they wonder why they're not working anymore.
Shooting up, doing crazy shit that they would never see themselves doing ever. And I think that's why so many families, just the outside world, has such a negative view on the adult industry specifically, because like, oh, they're all on drugs, and it's just
me.
Just you, voice. Just the voices in my head. No, it's not quite that way. I'm not out there doing drugs. I'm not out there partying every second. I have a good grasp on reality and my stability and where I want to go in life. I have an end game. I think that...
But it took you a while to get there.
I am as enjoying what I'm doing, and I'm here because I wanted to be in it for the long haul.
Right.
How to stay sane in an insane world of the adult industry. Have an end game. Know what you're here for. Have a beginning, a middle, and an end. Have an arc to your career.
Because, have a plan.
Right, a plan. You cannot be in this industry at 90 years of age. You know, women have a lifespan of, by the time you're in your 50s, you need to be figuring out what the fuck you're going to do. By the time, you know, 40s for some of us, me, I'm in my 30s, and I'm like, okay, I'm already setting things in motion that I'm not going to be fucking forever. Nobody wants to see that. No. And on a high note. And I see a lot of guys specifically that are, because a guy can have a porn career much longer. But then they end up in this no man's land of being like too old for the industry, unless you want daddy, you know, really, or grandpa porn. I mean, it's getting to that point where it's like, you know, they're really old. Like Randy West, they were trying to get him back in, and I love the man and God bless him for everything that he's contributed to porn. But it's like, don't be pulling his dick out again. He did his thing.
He's got to be in his late 60s,
60s, 70s.
At the least.
The man.
Really? That
yeah.
old?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I thought he was like late 50s.
And there are porn stars who are that old. I think there's a Japanese porn star who's like 100 or something like that. And,
well, there's Dave Cummings.
I'm not, what?
There's Dave Cummings.
And he will still do it. And yes, you're right. You can, especially as a guy. But it's a shame if you're in your 70s and you still have to survive by pulling your dick out on camera. You have to have an end game. You do. You cannot just say, this is fun, I'm gonna do it
forever. And don't you think the other part of keeping sane to me is who you surround yourself with? I think that's key. Like, if you surround yourself with good people who, you know, I have so many girls complain to me about being screwed over by other porn stars.
Oh, God. Webmasters.
Oh, boy.
And webmasters.
I hear more about webmasters than anything.
Yeah. But
or
just
agents.
Being, yeah, and all that stuff. And I always tell them all the time, you're only as good as the people you surround yourself with. And the fact that I'm older and I've been around, I've been screwed over too many times to count. But it's like, I had to learn the hard way. And I always say, I surround myself with good people, like you. It's like people that I know have my back and I have their back.
Yeah.
And that's key.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we all have been there. Any of us that have been around a long time in this business have been screwed over. We've had issues. We've learned the hard way.
Right.
I know for me, when I moved into my new place, I did not tell my roommates who I am or what I do. We have not had that discussion.
They still don't know, do they?
No. I'm sure that they have suspicions because I'm home a lot. I always seem to be able to pay my bills, but I don't really seem to have a regular job, so you know,
money grows on trees.
And her walking around in stilettos.
Naked. It's the porn bag
in front of a webcam.
You know what it is? It's a suitcase that she keeps lugging back and forth. It's like, what's the suitcase for?
Yeah, exactly. But either way, I consider them great friends now.
Yeah.
And we go out and we do stuff. And I have friends that are not in the business, so it's great having that, because if I had to live it 24/7 like I used to at Bill Fox's house, I would lose my fucking mind. And you should see her face right now.
Now, Casey Storm, I know that you are pretty new to the industry.
Right.
You've
right.
only gotten a handful, just barely over two handfuls of films.
Right.
Three hands.
Under three hands. You are getting into it. You're kind of dipping your toes into the pool, seeing what the industry is all about. Do you feel like it's really that insane? What is it that you have that you're setting up for yourself ahead of time to keep you at an even keel?
I'm just kind of maintaining everything prior to what I had. I mean, I have a business admin degree with a real estate background. Family has East Coast business. I'm out here tying the West Coast to the East Coast. The porn is just more or less for fun. It's just something to do for me because I enjoy it. I've been surrounded so far by really good people. I hate drama, so I stay out of it. And that's kind of where I'm at with it. I'm not going to go and jump into everything. I'm not a drinker. I'm not a partier. So I'm just out to enjoy myself and have fun. And if drama comes my way or trouble starts coming my way, I just turn my back and walk away from it.
Yeah.
Because I have something else to fall back on.
You can choose whether to make that drama yours.
Exactly. And I still have the same friends I had before from back home.
Do they know what you do?
My close friends do, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. How'd they take it? I'm just curious.
We swing together, so they're loving it.
Oh, you're a swinger! I'm learning more and more about you, Casey. Was that my creepy?
Bedrooms upstairs.
My daughter knows. No, even my daughter knows.
How old's your daughter?
Which one?
Dang,
whatever is the legal age.
That would be both, actually.
Okay, cool.
One's 29 and one's 20. And
have you ever had sisters?
I have no sisters, four brothers, but I have three grandbabies and another one on the way.
Oh,
so.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
I love it. Wow, grandbabies. You're a grandma.
Yes.
Technically.
Yes. Wow. Literally. I'm literally.
No, literally.
Well, technically, yes. Literally.
Yeah, my kids have kids. And they're grown. They're in their careers. They're off and running. This is what I do is for me. Everything's for me with the freedom I always wanted.
Typical grandma at all. That's by the way, go check her out, Casey Storm.
You'd never
Big,
believe it.
Big, beautiful titties, like tan skin, bleached blonde, gorgeous hair, beautiful blue eyes, like perfect lips.
I would like to work with her. Just saying.
Well,
just saying.
Then I guess you just need to go on Twitter throwing
it out there.
Huh?
Okay.
That works. We heard from you, Richard Avery.
What do I
God,
know?
About staying sane, but it's really funny how it's difficult for us to try to give advice on something that is a personal journey for each and every
right.
person.
Well, exactly. And like I said, since I've been around a lot of girls in the business, and I've been around the business for 20 years now, I just tell girls all the time, it's like you just have to treat it like work and a job and not live it 24/7. That's the key thing. And then again, it's surrounding yourself with good people.
Yeah.
But if you live it 24, every girl I've ever seen, the 18-year-old gets in the business, you know, is Twittering, you know, 50 times a day. They're just going crazy. They're fucking anything and everything. And the next thing you know, 6 months later, nobody wants to work with them anymore because they're mm-hmm. shot out and they're crazy. And
that was the one thing I was told to make sure I stayed away from. Don't do anything and everything thrown my way.
Yeah, you have to be a little selective and pace yourself, you know, mm-hmm. pace yourself.
Yeah.
Because a lot of girls, like I said, they get in that thing. That's always, I've had the discussion a thousand times where I always say, I wish girls they'd have like a 21-year-old requirement for girls to get in, or even 25
yeah.
if I
yeah.
had my way. 18-year-olds don't know shit.
I agree. And used to be in the business, the older ladies would sit younger girls down and say, this is how you do it right. There's two ways to do it, depending on whether you want to be in short term or long term.
Exactly.
I think that this should happen more often.
Yeah. It, nobody does it anymore.
Uh-uh.
There was a certain shooter that I saw had counseled this new girl into doing like a gangbang, her third scene.
Third scene. And you wonder why girls run out and go, porn ruined my life.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to walk up to her and punch her.
Yeah, wow. Well, yeah, I've heard crazier stories than that. And that's what's like why I started Porn Star Life Coach was that let's have them go to a resource where they can actually learn something and maybe they might save themselves. Like we always joke, if we could save one girl from doing one gangbang, we've succeeded.
And there's nothing wrong with gangbangs.
How? I can't believe this. God is actually Captain Save-A-Ho.
Right? Yeah.
Pretty sure, pretty much. There's the long story behind it. I'll tell you the whole thing, but that's the short version.
I think it's we're all freaks in this business, and it's important to realize that you're a commodity, and you need to figure out a way to make that last as long or as short as you would like it to, and then move on to something else. So with that, regardless if you are a freak and crazy and like sex and enjoy it, which I think is a really good base to be in this business and not have it be solely based on money. That will help you a lot, realizing it's a job and taking it as that, and have this is my crazy part of my life. You know, this, I go to work and do a gangbang and, you know, force sex fantasy a girl in the woods, and that, yeah. Things I'm like, all right, this is absurd. I'm getting paid to do this. And then I go home and watch, you know, Netflix or go to a movie and hang out with my friends.
I kind of summed it up from what we're doing. Three things. Number one, get a life. Go do something. Number two, guard and consider your reputation, what you're doing, when you're doing it, and how you're doing it. Also, be held accountable. Find a good support system, people that will say, what the fuck are you doing if you do take a wrong turn, and someone that you trust. So there you go. That's it. How to stay sane. So everyone, tell people where they can find you, and then we can try and get out of our restraint jackets.
You can find me at officialkikidare.com on Twitter. Kiki _dare, and that's with an I in the dare.
Mm-hmm. You can find me at the Narcotics Anonymous meeting today at 7. My name is Dane Cross. Twitter, Dane Cross, Formspring, Dane Cross XXX.
And my Twitter is Casey Storm. That's KASEY and XXX. And also you can find me on AmericanMeanGirls.com.
Love it. And you can find me, Nikki Hunter, here at JulieLand.com. We are part of the JulieLand universe. This is PornStarLifeCoach.com. And let's get all these straight jackets. Houdini did it, didn't he?
I'm leaving you in it so I can have my way.